Podcasting
almost live.
Everything Digital Podcast.
It's Friday, December 16th, 2004. I'm Alan Joyce. This is the Everything Digital Podcast. And I'm playing some Christmas music to get started here, because it is almost that time of year. We're well into the holiday season and just about a week till Christmas. So, this is actually, well, you probably know this is Sleigh Ride. However, what you probably don't know is this is a mini version of it. I couldn't really find any non-RIAA MP3 format Christmas music, so I went ahead and found some midis for you. So there'll be another Christmas music song later in the show, also a midi, and don't worry, I've still got your MP3 non-RIAA music from GarageBand.com coming up as well. So, a lot of technology stuff on this show, and I got another circuit section yesterday, so I'll be flipping through that. And for now, here are your five-second technology headlines. Yes, my computer is behaving very slowly today. I keep telling myself, just wait for the PowerBook G5. Just wait a little longer, but too long. Alright, Ask Jeeves is launching its own desktop search client. A new iPod software update prevents Real Network's DRM songs from being played on iPods. Nintendo is planning an adapter for the DS to allow music and videos to be played on it. Toshiba has successfully engineered an 80GB 1.8-inch hard disk drive. And a Christmas card containing a virus is accounting for 1 in every 10 emails hitting inboxes. Those are just the short headlines, and there are links to the full stories in the show notes at everythingdigital.org. And speaking of everythingdigital.org, there is a new ad system up, which you may or may not have noticed, and that is the Google AdSense ads. These are very unobtrusive ads, just text-based ads, so you don't have to worry about a bunch of big flashing pictures taking up the pages, but I will have just the small collection of ads in on the right sidebar that you can click on, and definitely it will any clicks you make on those ads will help support the Everything Digital podcast, and I'm not actually supposed to disclose how much I get from the clicks, but it does help. So that's a new thing appearing on everythingdigital.org, and hopefully I'll get plenty of clicks so I can continue to bring the 75 gigabytes of bandwidth from Bluehost.com to the podcast, because that is definitely an essential thing, because without it, I would not be able to continue serving up this podcast. Alright, there is a new version of the iPod Mini planned, and these are 5GB models. You may have seen the story on everythingdigital.org a couple days ago. So these 5GB are, they're just a gigabyte more than the current iPod Minis. However, a gigabyte's a big difference, and so now it's going to be more towards the regular model, still pretty far away from it, but it's more of a compromise between the mini and the regular, and just a few more songs for people who need that extra storage but don't want the extra size. So also, it is almost completely confirmed that flash-based iPods are currently being manufactured in Taiwan. And apparently large quantities are being manufactured, and that story is also linked to on the everythingdigital.org website. Here is some non-RIAA music for you. This is Baby from The Holiday Online. That's Baby from The Holiday Online on the Everything Digital Podcast. So, there is a new webcam on the internet that allows you to control approximately 17,000 Christmas lights. And this is just a homeowner and Christmas light fanatic set this up. And here's a quote from the site. Use the Christmas webcam to view live images of a bunch of Christmas lights and also control them, i.e. you can turn them on and off via your web browser. The Christmas webcam has pan and zoom capability that you can also control. The webcam and web control are only operational between 1800 and 2200 Mountain Time. Each web surfer can only update the webcam 10 times, change the lights 3 times, and play with the pan slash zoom 5 times within 5 minutes. This limits the load on my server slash internet connection, and I'm concerned about the Christmas webcam being abused too much and the blinking lights bothering the neighbors. So that is a quote from the site, and the actual website is a little bit cluttered and kind of hard to navigate, but the content is there, and that's the webcam. When you first visit the site, whoever made the site was kind of playing around with different dynamic content, and there's a lot of user info displayed, like when you the visitor's IP address, the number of visits you've gone, so or the number of times you visited the site so far, your referring URL. When you come from slash dot, it goes, incoming slash dot or maximum power to web servers. Because he's been mentioned on slash dot in numerous publications and internet news sources. So, very cool idea, very fun. I don't have the link for you right now, but I'll make sure to put the correct link in the show notes. And so definitely check that out between the hours of, when was that? Between the hours of 1800 and 2200 Mountain Time. So there's a little clock on the web page that tells you how long till you can start controlling the lights. And let's see, today I got to see a Nintendo DS for my first time, and I saw it in Target. First impression upon seeing it is, of course, the two screens is really amazing to have two screens on such a small device. It really is compact. It's really slim. Of course, it was in a little stand thing on the store, and there's pictures on everythingdigital.org. It was a little stand thing, so it was kind of hard to actually see the feel of it, having it in your hands. But I got a pretty good idea. The two screens are synchronized really well. At least they had a demo cartridge in Metroid Prime Hunters First Hunt, I believe. And the two screens worked pretty well in that, and some graphics took up both screens, so there were extra tall graphics. The only problem is, it's really hard to devote your attention to both screens. So if you're playing a game, you're basically concentrated on either the top screen or the bottom screen. You don't go back and forth, or at least I didn't. Maybe if you got used to it a little more, you would go back and forth more. And the graphics were nice, especially when it would do little cinematic things. Those were really nice. It was a little bright in the store, so it was kind of hard to really see the full effect of the backlit screen and all the details on it. And, of course, the store model, the screen was a little marked up, and the whole unit was kind of bent out of shape. The buttons were a little sticky, and I'm not sure if that was actually the way the buttons are designed or if that was just someone's sticky hands making the buttons sticky. But if that really is how they are, it's really not pleasing to the touch. It's kind of it's really firm, and you don't really get a nice feel of it releasing. And the controls are sometimes a little bit awkward. Like, actually, it was set on left-hand mode when I first tried it out, so no wonder it felt awkward. But then I got it on right-hand mode, and it's a little awkward to use your finger to shoot on the screen. You don't have to, but that's sort of the more recommended version of play, and you can tap, and it'll shoot in the direction you tap. Only problem is, when you got your finger on the screen, you can't see what's beneath your finger. So you're tapping at stuff you can't really see, and so it, and your finger takes up a good deal of the screen, because and your hand being over the screen, so it's really hard to play the game and being interacting with the screen at the same time. But still, the touchscreen, when you're navigating menus and everything, I wasn't actually able to get out of the game to try the PictoChat and all the other features of the phone, or the phone, the game system. I was just able to play that one game. But the menus are really great, touching through the menus, really nice sensation being able to just put your finger on the screen and flip through the menus. So we'll have to wait for the PSP to come to the US to really compare the two. But the second screen, and of course the PSP has a very large single screen, but the second screen does help it in a lot of circumstances. But really the challenge for Nintendo is going to be getting the developers to really start using that second screen and come up with games that are going to take advantage of that more. So, all right, I got my New York Times circuit section here. My computer audio is severely lagging, and I learned, I think it was on the Daily Source Code, Adam Curry commented that it's not a problem with, apparently it's not a problem with, like, my recording software or the slowness of my computer. Whenever you record audio on Macs, there's some sort of problem where it after a certain amount of time, it starts delaying, no matter how fast your computer is. So hopefully that'll get fixed soon, and or maybe there'll be a program to avoid that. Alright, so front page of circuits, a big article about iPod spin-offs, and now for something slightly different, they say, and I believe I'm okay. There's a little skipping in the audio there for a second. So, and now for something slightly different is the header, seeking inroads against iPod, the competition tweaks both function and fashion. So a lot of different products that are trying to compete with the iPod, and a lot of writing about how they don't quite measure up. Let's see, a big article on game ratings and how they're not always accurate. A picture of NBA ballers in which there's a scene of Shaquille O'Neal smoking a cigar, and apparently they rated that E for everyone, but the cigar makes it not so, but somehow they overlooked that. Let's see. Here is their NewsWatch page. Always nice. A sleek handset full of features opens to reveal more of itself. A Sprint phone that's it's got Bluetooth, it looks like, and works like that Kyocera phone that where it's just a small little bundle, and then the keyboard slides down and reveals a larger screen. This doesn't really seem like new technology, but a backyard weather station that relays its data to a remote weather center, and so you can monitor the conditions in your own backyard, as if you couldn't step out and feel them anyway, but if you want exact measurements. An anti-spam program for handheld devices, and a little blurb on a home automation tool that you can use with your computer, although it doesn't look like it works with Mac. Let's see. I'm betting, I think I've seen, actually, for this specific one, I think I've seen a companion program for Mac. Let's see, more about the video game ratings. A little bit about XM and recording it, and how there's just too much content on XM to listen to live, and how recording is going to be the next step there, if it isn't already. More about the iPods, iPod Mini and its competitors. They're comparing the Mini, the Creative Zen Micro, Virgin Electronics Player, Dell Pocket DJ, and Real Carbon. And they've got their specs here. And again, showing how the competitors don't quite measure up. And let's see, a rather large article on digital cameras and how your home movies can look professional with high-definition cameras. And a listening device coupled with video cameras that could monitor street corners and dark alleys and record when any gunshots are fired. And that is all for the circuits. I thought it was kind of interesting that two pages before the end, they talk about how the Creative Zen Micro isn't quite as good as the iPod Mini in fashion and in function. And then on the last page, they've got a full-page advertisement for the Creative Zen and Creative Zen Micro and Creative Zen Movo. So that's your circuit section, New York Times circuit section for last Thursday or this Thursday, depending on how you look at it. Thursday the 15th. And that is all I have for today. And by now I'm getting quite a bit of lag, but I'll try to play this exit music for you. This is Let It Snow, also a MIDI version. So, post comments at everythingdigital.org if you feel like it. Or call 1-484-737-0669 and leave an audio comment. And that is it for today. I will see you on the next podcast.